Lowland Tours.
Yes, Becky?
Yes.
Bob from RDI, how are you?
Good, how are you, Bob?
Very good, thank you. That was quite a win this last weekend.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
well,
my
you
God.
you never ever can count our bills out until that last buzzer buzzes.
I know. It was so many times that I flipped the channel just to, I couldn't watch.
Uh-huh.
And then, I hate to say it, because it sounds like I'm full of it, but I'm going to take a little credit for that win. With about 10 minutes left in the game, I realized I was just wearing a T-shirt, and
uh-huh.
I went in the bedroom and I switched. I put one of my favorite Bills shirts on, and
there
right after that, everything changed. It was
yeah.
like I kept pointing. I kept looking at my wife, and I kept pointing to the shirt, and I said, "It's the shirt."
Yeah, well, you know, they love to make those snow angels. So
yeah, absolutely.
It was
so crazy that they, that the way that thing turned around, you know. But
yeah.
Like you said, you can never count the Bills out,
yeah.
especially with Josh Allen back there.
Yeah, and we're a second half team.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
We always have been.
You know, I've always I don't know how old you are, how far along you've been watching football, but back in the
60s.
Okay. So back in the 60s, if you remember, the Cowboys were a really good team.
Yes.
And it used to drive me crazy because at halftime, what was his name there? He used to wear the hat. Oh, God, I can't think of their coach. One of the great coaches of all time.
Yeah.
Anyways, all the adjustments, the Cowboys would play decent, you know, keep the score, you know, close all the way through the first half.
Uh-huh.
And then they would dissect everything that the other team was doing and take away everything they were doing good in the second half. And they would come back and win every game because of that. Tom Landry.
Yeah.
You know, and I always admired, as much as I hated the Cowboys, I always admired the fact that their coaching was so good. And it's the same thing with the Bills. They, you know, I never worry about that first possession on the other team because the first possession is all very, very well organized, well thought out, and it basically tips their hand as to exactly what they think they're going to be able to do all day.
Yeah.
So that one never bothers me when they give up an early touchdown on that. And, but when it starts looking like we're just not stopping him at all, that kind of drives me a little bit nuts. And then I realize the second half is all full of adjustments. The team with the smarter coaches usually comes out ahead in the second half. And the Bills are the team for the second half. I mean, there is not another team in the league that scores this much. Well, I guess the Rams are close second, but that's about it.
We've got a lot of good teams this year.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Our boys play better the harder it snows, too.
Yep, we always love that. Yeah,
they turn into a different team when the snow hits.
And it's interesting in that Josh, you know, coming from Wyoming, and you know, being used to the cold and the snow and everything, was the perfect draft choice for us. I was for him right from the get go. You know, even though that first year it looked a little rough, but that he was the guy I wanted. I follow what's his name. Mel Kiper, and he was talking about Josh before the draft quite a bit, and I started looking up as much tape as I could find on Josh Allen, and when they were doing the draft, I kept telling my friends at the office, I want them to get Josh Allen. People are saying, are you crazy? There's better quarterbacks out there. And no, I think Josh, I like Kiper. I like the way Kiper diagnosed him. And I think that he's going to be perfect for Buffalo. And man,
he's
I think he's
the heart that we need.
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's all about the team, not about me. And so many of them are that way. And you know, and I look at the percentage of our players that do things in our community. It's phenomenal.
That's the thing. It's not just the team. Josh, like Jim Kelly, you know, became a diehard Buffalo person. You know, Western New York is the most important place in the world as far as he's concerned. And that's great. I mean, you can't, that's something you can't coach. That's just something you're either that way and you devote yourself to it or you don't. And
yeah, we have so many players on our team that do this. I think it was Dan Dawkins was just around the corner from our store the other day at the Salvation Army.
That's cool.
Right around the corner from our store.
He is such a character, Dion.
Yeah, they just, we've got so many of them that go out there and do so much for our community. And
that's fantastic.
To me, that's what makes the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That they belong here.
When you looking at a game where there's 3 feet of snow in the stands, and we fill the stadium anyways because we're
that
Buffalo.
Just put a garbage bag on your butt.
That's right. I was there for a playoff game back in the 90s. The actual temperature was like -8, and the wind chill. I don't think I've ever been that cold in my life. I had like 6 layers of clothes on, and I could still feel it. My breath coming out of my mouth was freezing in my beard. I have a goatee, and I could actually break off hairs off my beard because it was so damn cold. And walking across where we were parked, I had to walk across the front of the stadium on the Lake Erie side. Holy smokes, it was so freaking brutally cold out there. The place was filled. It was full capacity.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Diehard.
Yep, absolutely. I don't go anymore. I can't. I'm too old for that. I can't take
the cold. I'm cold in my living room.
I get it. And I want to make sure there's a bathroom nearby.
Right,
That I don't have to peel 6 layers of clothes off to get to.
Or run to get there.
That's right. Anyway, well, anything I can do for you today?
No, I think we're okay today.
All right, Becky. Well, something changes.
Call, so
all right.
My only call.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.